Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Enraging and unacceptable part of this story is that her death was entirely preventable. DeCarlos Brown never should have been on that train that night. In fact, he should have been behind bars. DeCarlos Brown has been charged with crimes no fewer than 14 times, dating back to 2011, including for armed robbery, felony larceny, breaking and entering, and shoplifting. Brown had previously served 5 years in prison for a robbery with a deadly weapon charge. And he had also forfeited bonds three different times, twice in 2014 and once in 2023.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I hate the release of criminals. I hate these recidivists that go back on the street. I hate all of that. In fact, I would say it this way. This is, of course, White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt talking yesterday about this horrible stabbing on the Charlotte. It was on a train, right? It was not a subway. It was a train, commuter train, I believe. Anyway, this, you know, black guy sitting behind this white girl who's from Ukraine. She's like a refugee from the war. She comes over here for safety and gets stabbed to death. It's a horrifying video to watch, even the parts that you can find. And the people, I think it's weird because she gets stabbed and then she doesn't even know, but she's going to die as she's bleeding and nobody else realizes it or they don't do anything. It's not quite clear to me. Maybe they didn't even see it happen. It happened so quick. Horrifying. But he was certainly should have been in jail. And we're spending all of this money, an effort to deport people whose crime is that they crossed the border illegally. And it's fine. It's illegal. Okay. I would be eager to see a much more robust effort to incarcerate people who should be behind bars. I mean, I don't mind getting rid of people who are here illegally. I prefer we focus on the criminals. But instead of raiding a Hyundai plant, let's put people like this madman behind bars. Let's build an alligator Alcatraz to actually detain him. Let's build more jail. I mean, the problem of having people back on the streets is a real problem. Let's work on that problem. Let's not just, be angry about it after the fact. Let's commit resources to making that happen.
Despite all of this past documented criminal history, when Brown was arrested yet again in January of this past year, a Democrat judge who I will add was a strong supporter of former Vice President Kamala Harris, released this insane criminal once again without requiring him to pay any bail. He simply had to sign a written promise to return for his court hearing. Think about how crazy it is to ask a career criminal, someone who by definition repeatedly breaks the law, to just sign a written promise and come back again another day. This is madness. This monster should have been locked up, and Arena should still be alive. But Democrat politicians, liberal judges, and weak prosecutors would rather virtue signal than lock up criminals and protect their communities.
Yeah, generally speaking, I agree with all of that. Philosophically, the repeat offender problem is nuts to me. It really is. I know there are problems with the three strikes concept, and I know it's costly to incarcerate people. I get it. I'm willing to fund it. It's that or you don't know who's going to die next. And people who are clearly this kind of a repeat offender, unsolvable case, lock them up and throw away the key. I'd that might sound like some weird, primitive, barbaric emotional reaction, but I'm for it. It doesn't have to be a nice facility. if we have to destroy Alligator Alcatraz for the deportees, I don't know. Could it just be used for repeat offenders? Jarapayo had the tent city in Phoenix in Arizona. It worked. Anyway, then she got, this is actually the reason I want to talk about this, because she turned her attention to the media. And I'm going to let her have her say, and then I'm going to explain why I think she's on a bandwagon that is very popular with Trumpers, Trump supporters, MAGA folks, whatever you want to call them. Online, and it's, in my opinion, very misguided. But here's what she said.
And perhaps most shamefully of all, the majority of the media, many outlets in this room, decided that her murder was not worth reporting on originally because it does not fit a preferred narrative. Many of the journalists in this room spilled plenty of ink trying to smear Daniel Penny for defending a subway car from a deranged lunatic in New York City, but none of those same reporters lift a finger to write stories about an actual murderer.
On social media, over the weekend, there were loads of people saying, oh my God, network news spent so many hours on George Floyd, Daniel Penny, pick your example, Trayvon Martin, whatever. They picked all these different examples, you know, and then when a white girl gets stabbed by a black guy in Charlotte, nobody says a word. Well, first of all, I mean, give them a couple days, you know, to figure out the bigness of the story or not. But also, why would you assume that it's based on how it doesn't fit a narrative? I looked at this story and I thought, okay, a girl got stabbed. It's horrible. She's a Ukrainian refugee. That's horrible. He's a recidivist who got let out. That's the angle. But just the crime, I hate to say it this way, it's just another murder. It's a horrible, terrible thing. But there's nothing sort of controversially captivating about it. And if you understand news, you can complain about the beast or you can understand the beast. The beast wants things that are interesting, different, unusual, or there's a lot of difference of opinion. There's no difference of opinion here. Everybody sees it. They know he's insane, a criminal, a murderer, a horrible person. The Daniel Penny thing, there's controversy. I didn't think there should have been, but there is controversy. George Floyd, there's controversy. There's other issues that come in. I agree that sometimes news chooses to focus on things because it advances a certain narrative. Okay. Or they see it as being part of a narrative and that's why they pay attention to it, whether it's deliberate or not. Okay, that's true as well. I frankly didn't think the reason this wasn't a massive viral general news story over the weekend immediately wasn't because it was black on white crime. It was just because it wasn't unusual or captivating in the way that a lot of these other cases have been. Honestly, that was my view of it. But okay, let's follow through. You know, what I would say, grant the opponent's premise and then see where it goes. So her premise is that we've got a black on white crime that nobody's willing to report because it doesn't fit a narrative. And lots of other people have said this. She was not at all the first person to say this. Oh, you're telling me that the news doesn't report enough black criminals? I mean, like, the news doesn't talk about black crime enough? That's what you're trying to get me to believe? John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
98 eastbound, right around the Windhaven Beach area. We just had an accident that happened. It's causing some road blockage. Also, I-10 eastbound, right after the Pine Forest exit, mile marker number 6. We've got an accident that's off to the side of the road, but I'm seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound before that accident. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got a home improvement need, you've got a repair or an upgrade or a remodel that you're doing yourself, Pensacola Hardware, they're your people. I mean, not just because they have the stuff, and which they do, of course, they have the stuff. And also, I'll just tell you in advance, it might not be the cheapest. You might go somewhere else where it might be a little bit cheaper, but you got to think, you know, what am I getting for less money? Am I getting a high-quality product? Am I going to have to replace that, say, you know, drill or hammer sooner? Is it going to wear out faster? Will I have to actually spend more in the long run because I have to replace it faster? Okay, because they deal in quality. Also, when you go there, you get expertise. You know how when sometimes you go to the hardware store and you're like, you know more than the person? I won't name names, but you know, when you go to Pensacola Hardware, they'll know. They'll understand. They will know a lot. You don't want to translate for them. They'll be able to help you understand. In fact, they go out of their way to make sure, especially if it's kind of an unusual thing or maybe even if it's misused, a dangerous thing, they will ask you, you know, have you done this before? Do you know how to do it? Because they want to make sure you're safe. Because, you know, they're your friends, they're your advisors, they're your fellow residents. They want to make sure that the community gets what it needs. And so they're not just going to, you know, take for granted that you get how to use it. They want to make sure. And that kind of care is why they've been around for so long. I mean, Ever since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, Pensacola Hardware, has been helping people like you and like me build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim & Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim & Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Did you know the career record for most hits is 4,256 by Pete Rose, who was not in the Hall of Fame?
Do you know that my next-door neighbor had 3 rabbits?
I can't compete with that.
We all need a little bit more New Edition.
Yeah, I know. It's bringing back.
There it is. That's right. I can't compete with that. 8:22 here on News Radio.
Yeah, no,
92.3.
No, no. You don't need to.
You know what, John? You've seen this video. Continue to talk a little bit about the Reina Zarutska murder. I couldn't tell from the video for sure how much the other people in the train car knew or saw or understood was happening.
And because I'd like to know from them.
Yeah, because if anything, that's much more of kind of like the story.
Were they scared to act?
Right? If they knew, were they scared to act? Were they afraid of him? Were they afraid of being prosecuted for intervening? That would definitely connect it with the Daniel Penny story, mm-hmm. of course. Or were they just didn't know what was going on? I mean, even she weirdly almost seems to not understand that she's been killed. I don't know. It's a very...
I don't know about you, but when I'm on a bus, a train, a plane, I'm observant of my entire surroundings.
You have to be. I mean, you definitely
and that's
have
what
to be.
That's why I'm like, we need to hear from those people.
I agree with that. 8:23 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got our headlines for us. Candy,
bear harvest permit applications for Florida's first regulated bear hunting season in over a decade available starting September 12th. That's going to remain open till September 22nd. There's only, I think, 68 permits that are available, and you have to be 18 or older to do that. Starting next month, City of Milton says they're going to intensify efforts to remove abandoned and inoperable vehicles from city limits, and they'll also start enforcing no tall grass and non-permitted signs. And Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission just launched a new art contest for fish. There's going to be a saltwater and a freshwater category, and it's the FWC. It looks like submissions accepted until February.
All right, very good, Candy. Good to have you. I'd love hearing your voice, by the way.
Oh, it's so... You should call me. I'm just kidding.
I know, right? I just walk across the hall most days.
Yeah, I know. I just like to eat.
Andy, thanks for the update.
Hey, man, you're welcome.
What was I going to tell you about? There was something and went straight out of my brain.
That's normal.
No, not that. Oh, Oh, this is actually, this is one of those, the what now? Jessica Hahn and Ollie North got married.
What? Wait, wait, wait.
Would you say Candy? Say it again. Put her on. Put her on.
She's on?
Oh.
You said.
I was going to cuss, but no, they did not.
Yeah, they sure did.
They did not.
They
There's
absolutely
no way.
Did.
How did they? I mean, I guess.
Oh, wait,
not,
what did I say? Jessica Hahn. Fawn Hall. Fawn. Jessica Hahn. I'm so sorry. Fawn Hall. The secretary.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
The secretary.
Okay.
My fault.
Yeah, Ollie not Jessica. North. He's going to have a new bobblehead.
Somebody's going to be on
Her
me.
Name's Jessica Hahn.
A fake news. Okay. No, Fawn Hall, the secretary that was helping him shred the documents.
Yeah.
You know, the giant stack of documents. This is in the Iran-Contra deal.
And not just the giant stack that Jessica Hahn. Okay, I'm
out. Okay, now. Anyway, thank you, Candy. Back to your hole. So they just got married. You know, he's not saying anything about it. And basically CNN called him for comment. And, you know, and he said, yeah, I'm not interested. He said, Franklin Madeira, don't give a damn. I don't have to talk to you. So I forgot that he was once the president of the NRA for a while. Ollie North was. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He was married to Betsy, his wife of 56 years, and she passed away in November. And now he's gotten married to Fawn Hall. And of course, you don't remember Fawn Hall was the, you know, sexy, beautiful, blonde secretary, you know, that was helping him shred documents in the Iran-Contra stuff. She wound up with marrying Danny Sugarman, who was the former manager of the Doors. She was a cocaine user at the time. She was like, there's all this background. Playboy was asking her and the other women at the time. There were Donna Rice, Jessica Hahn. There were all these other people who were involved in these various kinds of scandals. She always, you know, she said no. She declined. She didn't want to do that. She tried to make it as a model, and I guess, you know, did that for several years. But anyway, so they're now married, and you know, good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you ages? He is 80. Sorry. Yeah, he's 81 and she's 65.
Right here.
You know? Okay. 826, I did traffic. Did I do traffic?
Nope.
All right, go ahead.
All right, let's see here. We're back to rolling accident free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, all looking good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. Almost new. Not brand new. Almost new, one user, maybe two owners, you know. You're going to get it with like 10 to, like we bought a Honda Odyssey and it had 12,000 miles on it. That's normal. It might be and 1 year, okay, 1 year old. You might get a car that's more like 3 years and it's got like 40,000 miles on it. That's the range, okay? Cars that are relatively new, almost new, but not new, and also not old and decrepit and falling, you know, they're going to warranty them to 10 years or 100,000 miles. You can drive that car for a long time. It's a great value proposition, but also they get that you don't want to be there, and they take care of you, not just before and during the sale, but even afterwards. They'll follow. They followed up with me 6 months later and a year later to make sure there was nothing broken on the car, and they actually wound up replacing one of the physical keys on the fob a year after we bought a used car from them. No charge on them just because it didn't work. Like, what? Well, yeah, because they take care of you. They want to make sure you get it. You know, it's the new car experience without having to pay the new car price. And the trade-off is you don't get the new car smell, probably. I mean, that's about it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Cracker Barrel is ditching its plan to remodel the restaurants. Four have been. The other 600 and some odd have not been. And they hear you loud and clear that everything they have done recently is wrong.
Yeah, they heard it quite clearly.
I want to know if they're going to be rolling out any more of the kinder, gentler participation trophy version of the peg game. You know, the one that
and
doesn't
that
insult you.
And that hasn't been in the news either.
I'm surprised how little coverage that's gotten.
Right.
Yeah. The one that doesn't insult you anymore and says, that's okay, just try again instead of calling you an ignoramus. Which they really did have
I
new
know.
Ones. And maybe they're abandoning that
Collector's
as well.
Editions.
Yeah. That's probably something special. let's see. Oh, did you see this story? I thought this was fascinating. This was in the news, not today, but I think this was yesterday. I managed to find this. Where do I have my clip? This is such a good story. I don't have it pulled up. Okay. No. Here it is. Nope. No, it's not. I'm faking you out. I think it's Seattle. The Seahawks, in their games, they have undercover cops dressed as opposing team fans. And they're making sure that the fans don't mistreat the members of the other teams.
That's awesome.
The fans, the jerseys.
At Lumen Field in Seattle, a sneaky security wrinkle after the Seahawks announced Undercover law enforcement officers will wear opposing team jerseys at home games this season to quickly snuff out guests violating the fan code of conduct. Sunday, that meant police posing as San Francisco 49ers fans.
Huh? Everything is safe. I don't think we don't need that, to be honest with you.
I think it's good, you know, it's good for safety.
They've been doing it for more than a decade, apparently.
I think it's good news. Yeah, I love it.
Let's just make sure that nobody's doing any hijinks. Nobody's trying to, I don't know, you know, steal a baseball from a kid or anything. You know, let's. Can you imagine if the dad who had gotten the baseball had been an undercover cop at the Marlins?
Oh, that'd be great.
Ma'am, you need to go back to your seat.
Yeah. This is your final warning.
Okay. I'm not eager to know who she is. I've told you before, I think we've overreacted on this story quite a bit. But how is it we don't know who this woman is?
Still.
That's wild to me. It's only, you know, fake news. Nobody seems to know who this Philadelphia. I had somebody text me and say, Andrew, I wish you wouldn't call her a Philadelphia Karen. My name is Karen. I understand. You know, I do understand. So, you know, still. Philadelphia Karen remains at large and unidentified.
I'm Therese Crowley. She loved America, so they wanted to bury her here. The family of the young woman from Ukraine speaking out after federal charges were filed in Charlotte to keep her suspected killer behind bars for life, and the FBI steps up to restore safety to transit.
Kash Patel, director of the FBI, has empowered every field office to shift resources to violent crime to help keep our cities streets safe.
FBI North Carolina Special Agent in Charge James Barnicle. With 2,100 arrests since the federal anti-crime surge, Washington, D.C. getting so safe, the president went out to dinner with cabinet members last night, but told reporters he's not happy that Israel launched an airstrike on Qatar's capital of Doha, trying to kill Hamas leaders negotiating a Gaza ceasefire. President Trump says it doesn't advance peace. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 7:30. I'm sorry, it's 8:31 at 73 in Pensacola right now. And it looks like a clear. I'm Candy. I'm sitting in for David Wayne this morning. And we'll check in with John Pickens shortly for a look at traffic on the fives. Apple released its thinnest, lightest iPhone ever. The iPhone Air is about 2 millimeters thinner than this current phone. And its titanium frame makes it much lighter. It also features an all-day battery life, a 48-megapixel fusion camera system, where TechCrunch is reporting that functions as a multiple advanced cameras in one. It also comes with a $1,000 price tag for the least expensive version, and up to $1,400 for the iPhone Air with 1 terabyte of memory. And if you watched the rollout that it did, I watched it on YouTube last night. Of course, there's the new iPods it talks about, and the new Apple Watch as well. It looks pretty great, to be honest. Poland's military said early this morning it shot down drones that violated its airspace during a Russian attack on neighboring Ukraine. First time it's taken such a step and what a major provocation for Europe and NATO. Addressing the country's parliament, Prime Minister Donald Tusk said that there was no reason to say that Poland was in a state of war. It was closer to a conflict than any time, though, since World War II. He also said that Poland was facing an enemy that does not hide its hostile intentions. Pensacola Police Department mentioned this earlier, is taking proactive measures to prepare for potential emergencies by conducting a full-scale active shooter drill. And they did that at City Hall yesterday. Pensacola Police Department officers were in tactical gear. They simulated real-life scenarios. And Mike Wood from the PPD emphasized the importance of the drill for both law enforcement and City Hall employees. I know other businesses do this. Navy Federal does this, for example. And they show you the appropriate responses, whether to fight, run, or hide. City Hall's Parks and Rec Assistant Director Tanya Bird participated in that drill and noted the importance of staying calm and knowing how to react in such situations. The police department does plan to continue these drills at various locations, including schools and hospitals, to ensure community readiness. Two Escambia County officials and the county attorney set to be deposed in a defamation lawsuit filed by District 1 medical examiner Deanna Oleski against the two Pensacola funeral home directors that she felt defamed her in 2023. Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender and County Attorney Allison Rogers will be deposed on October 20th, while Commissioner Stephen Berry scheduled for October 21st. Oleski's attorneys do seek to uncover what those officials knew about letters from funeral directors sent in April of 2023 that accused her office of mishandling bodies post-autopsy. Here is a look at our area forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a beautiful day in store for you today. High near 88 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News first morning weather team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you so much, Brooke. 73 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton. We'll have our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm Candy in for David Wayne. We're going to check in with John Pickens for our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Just one new accident to let you know about that happened on Highway 90 and Canal Street. That's Highway 90. No roadblock associated with that one. That's off to the side of the road. But other than that, everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Doesn't that burn your butt, though, when they do that?
Yeah,
it's like,
no.
It's the same road.
I was looking for the cross street, and I was like, dadgummit.
Dadgummit indeed, Pickens. 73 in Pensacola, 76 Gulf Breeze, 72 Milton. Our next news in 30 minutes. And now, here's your money now.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Wholesale prices surprisingly fell slightly in August, providing breathing room for the Federal Reserve to approve an interest rate cut at its meeting this month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the producer price index fell 0.1% for the month after a sharp increase in July, and it is well off the Dow Jones estimate for a 0.3% increase. The World Nuclear Association says demand for uranium is forecast to rise by nearly a third by 2030 and to more than double by 2040. CNBC that there's momentum in the industry, which we have not seen for decades. President Trump has signed a memorandum that aims to crack down on direct-to-consumer prescription drug ads in a move that stops short of an outright ban. The Trump administration will send out around 6 enforcement letters and thousands of warning letters regarding the regulations around those ads. Futures are moderately higher after encouraging inflation data. That's your money now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Goodbye.
All right, we'll see what we get with this one. I'm trying to experiment here. We'll check it out and see what happens.
I'm a guinea pig.
My boss not. Kevin, he always says, "Look, if you're gonna fail, fail fast." So you know, which is good advice. You know, so maybe this goes down in flames. I don't know. Tell me an ordinary thing. Nothing exotic or special. Just an ordinary thing, nevertheless, that amazes you. One of the things I think about a lot, I don't know why, but I do. I guess because I watch a lot of science fiction, post-apocalyptic kind of things, survival-y kind of environments where the people who know how to make stuff are going to do well, and the people like me are going to die quick, you know, because, I mean, I don't understand machines. I don't, you know, all that stuff. But I think about all the things that are that surround me that you would think I would understand. I do not understand. And, you know, for example, like, how a little motor like in your RC car works. How is that possible?
Well, I can explain.
No,
that.
I don't need an explanation, John.
I have an RC car.
And electrics, and I don't. And so all kinds of things like that. You know, I'm amazed. You know, when I'm working on the mower, you know, I'm like, well, I can take the blade off and I can take out the spark plug, and beyond that, you know. So okay. Tell me something, don't say it, tell me something ordinary that just kind of amazes you because you don't really know how it's made. And when you think about, I'll give you an example. Okay, here's one for me. Aluminum foil. Aluminum foil is an amazing thing. Little teeny tiny thin piece of aluminum that you basically get for free. I mean, aluminum foil is almost free. But that means that somewhere, deep in a mountain somewhere, there's a machine extracting aluminum from ore somehow.
Or the aluminum
smelting,
tree.
Or the aluminum tree, right? Or, you know, it's the... Well, it's not the tree so much as the fruit on the tree, right? Or they're digging, you know, the aluminum beans come out of the ground. And eventually, it winds up in this shiny on the one side, dull on the other side, sheet of impervious substance that you can use to put over food in your... I mean, aluminum foil is amazing. That's what I'm getting at. Like, something ordinary that you find just, I can't believe we have this. All right, John, is you're lost. You look so befuddled.
Well, I'm still trying to explain.
I can tell you how an RC car works, and I can tell you how we make aluminum foil. I know how we make aluminum foil.
Man.
4376. Is nothing coming to mind? Is that your problem? You can't think? You're not amazed by anything?
Well, I'm amazed by a lot of things, but I know how it works, though.
Interesting.
That's my problem.
All right. All right. Anything come to mind for you, Meg? 437-1620.
Well, I think I understand the concept of this question. So I'm going to go with sometimes.
I feel so condescended to right now. I love
no,
it.
No. I was talking about John being like, yeah, I can't think of anything. No, this is when I walk in my home sometimes and I flip on the switch and on the other side of the room, a light comes on.
Yes.
I find that extraordinary. I mean,
it is.
I know it's electricity, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes just.
There's a wire. And
I understand.
Shut
John.
Up, John.
I'm trying. I can't come up with
God.
It. I'm like, I can.
We're trying to be like kids over here and enjoy the amazing world we live in.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this is.
Mr. Ford.
But it is kind of.
Mr. Edison.
Okay, guys, stop.
Go on, Meg. It's amazing. Lights are amazing.
It's just kind of the cool thing that electricity still, I can plug something in.
Yeah.
And I know that that's how it works, and I plug it in, and I do it all the time. But really, do I really understand how that happens? I mean,
where is the electricity stored? Why do the electrons want to leave their home and come to my house? I mean,
it's
all of that.
It's fascinating. When you get into it, it's actually very fast. You can go down the rabbit hole, and it's fascinating.
Candy, put Candy on because she
has
a comment.
Two things I wanted to say. Shut up, John.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Candy.
Thanks. And number two, the post office. How amazing is it that we only have to pay a few cents? And I know how that works too, John. But
I was going to explain
but
it.
But isn't it amazing though? Yeah, it's you get one letter across the world for a few cents. It's
more now than it ever was before, but it's still pretty
so
cheap.
I'm very appreciative to our post office and our employees.
You know, it goes through the machines and it figures out the barcode for the zip code and the stamps and
on
all
top
yeah,
of that.
No,
yeah.
Agreed.
Thanks, John. We already know.
What? Oh, yeah.
I just kidding. I love you.
16, 20. Have you figured out one yet, John?
No.
Or are you mystified by nothing?
Yeah, I'm still
How
mystified.
How about the moon? Doesn't the moon mystify you?
Yeah, don't you think it's...
The
Turn
tides?
Me back on!
What?
Oh, sorry.
I think it's weird that the moon has
a whole dark side? Oh, you can hear me whether you turn me on or not. Don't think I won't run in there and start screaming.
Every bit as easily.
Yeah, yes!
How about the tides? You're not mystified
the
by the idea of tides being held in place by the gravitational pull of two opposite orbs?
How about
and
our
the,
Lord
the,
and Savior
the Earth
Jesus
is
Christ?
Spinning within the... What's that?
Oh, I was talking about Jesus Christ.
Oh, all right, cool.
He's mystifying the whole thing.
Boy, this. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to get into it with John Pickens.
Went there.
So 437-1620, 437-1620. Tell me your ordinary thing that you know is ordinary, even if you can kind of explain it, that still you think is just plain amazing. Oh, my God, the number of texts. I need to look at some of these texts. Okay. Computers. Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes,
the
yes.
entire library of Alexandria or, you know, your hometown is, you know, on a little tiny
the
thing
internet.
That's just the size of your finger. That's insane.
I can tell you how it works.
If you say it again, I'm going to turn your mic off. If you say it again, I'm going to turn your mic off.
Ooh.
Well, I've got a pen, so, you know.
Ooh. A pen? I think a pen is amazing. A ballpoint pen.
It is.
A ballpoint
pen. Yeah, let's go with that.
Well, what about a pencil?
Sure, yes. How do they get that inside the wood? How do they get
that? Who came up
with
that idea and made it so that we could write with a piece of wood?
There's some tree that grows a thing called rubber, and they managed to turn that into a thing that can erase another thing that you can write on paper with?
Amazing.
I'm serious. Like, all of this stuff I find fascinating. Somebody says, how does a radio work? Yes.
Okay, I love that one.
Okay,
John,
so it starts right here.
I swear to God.
And you're going to have four flat tires, too, so you better get out before me.
Tell them about traffic on the fives.
All right. Well, just one accident right now, and I know how this happens. Highway 90, Diamond Street. It's off to the side of the road. But I just had to explain to you, I know how that happened too. So I-10, I-110, they are rolling accident and delay free. And I know how that happens too. So I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I'm going to, later on today, I'm going to go by John's house and I'm going to see him standing in the kitchen in front of the drawer that has the Saran wrap in it, just mesmerized by it. And I'm going to see, you don't know how they made that.
Okay. Yeah, I watched way too many YouTube videos.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Hey, if you
I just want it to work.
If you're thinking about making a real estate transaction, buying an investment property, a long-term or short-term rental, moving to a different neighborhood, maybe to the beach, from the beach, to the city, to the country, whatever, to Milton, to Warrington, whatever, Christina Leavenworth can help you with that. Her team of real estate agents, they have 165 homes that they sold last year. 165 homes they sold last year. That means three and a half, four every single week, week after week. They know how to stage it, to price it, to list it, to open house it, everything. They know how to negotiate. They know how to follow up. They will treat you like people. Just, you know, one of the themes, and this is true of Christina and her folks, is I like representing entities, businesses, who just kind of do all the stuff the right way. That's who I like to represent. And she is absolutely in that category. Plus, I mean, she's just delightful. You'll love her. 786-3996. If you haven't had a chance for me to give her a call, make a friend, learn about real estate. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, tell me something relatively ordinary that still kind of amazes you, even if you know how it works or how it's made, it still kind of amazes you.
And a texter said, stop picking on John.
Well, no. Tell John to stop bragging about how he knows everything.
Well, but all the stuff you're saying, I'm like, we can sit down and explain it, you know.
It's not that I actually think it's magic. It's magic to me.
Boys.
Candy wants back in?
Oh, wait a second. Okay.
The texter doesn't know you, then.
Oh. Okay.
Oh,
well,
I'm sorry. Are we wrong?
437-1620. All right.
She was cut off.
We got a lot of texts. Somebody says water. Water is the most powerful thing on the planet. Falls from the sky, expands when it freezes, floats when it's frozen.
It is amazing.
Bonds, divides into hydrogen and oxygen. Great. Yes.
Great answer.
It's a universal solvent. When we use aluminum foil, is it shiny side up or dull side up? Well, different day. Good question. Mm-hmm. Different day. Somebody says, good morning, Meg. This is something personal. Somebody says, let's see. Hey now. I think they're trying to get us to be nice. Or me to be nice. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, this. They said, I think procreation is still kind of insane. It is. I mean,
that's
a whole
other topic.
How do you get a baby? I'm not going to describe it, but I'm saying that's.
I mean.
John knows.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I did watch a YouTube
video
on
that. Works, John?
Yeah, I did watch
it. Great detail.
Where is she coming through now? She's like.
She's screaming.
Oh, I'm in the mic. Yeah. I can run in there.
She's infiltrating us through the air ducts now.
I know.
I will, too, man.
Memory cards, how all that data can be stored, somebody says. Let's see. Where are we at here? 437-1620. Machines, specifically robotic machines that can assemble cars. I'm with John. Somebody says it's amazing stuff, but I still know how it works.
Thank you.
This reminds me of the show How It's Made. Most fascinating to me
exactly
is humans.
On YouTube.
All the intricate details prove created by God. Isn't it amazing you can be sitting where you are talking, and here we are miles away, and we get to eavesdrop. And I'll just give you a simple example. you're traveling at 45 because you obey the speed limit, mm-hmm. miles an hour on Three Mile Bridge, and yet you're listening to me, and you're moving, and I'm stationary, and we're all moving at thousands or hundreds of thousands of miles to the universe, and all that just works.
So there's a thing called frequency modulation or amplitude modulation.
I understand
we're
that.
We're all residents on planet Earth.
Amazed by how our cell phones work. Large ships, how do they stay afloat? I know it's about displacement. I mean, they are made of steel. How does that work?
A miracle. How does an airplane fly?
Yes. Okay. Bernoulli's so crazy. I literally turned off his mic. Radio wave transmissions, guitars.
I think I know the pain of what it feels like to be Talisha.
That's his girly.
Is that what she does all day?
Feel your pain.
Shut up.
No, she just looks at me.
Right. Airplanes, the tracking system for Amazon products, integrated circuits and microchips, the microwave oven, the coffee maker. John, hopefully Andrew knows how a jack works to change a tire.
I know, right? Because he's going to have four of them. He's going to have to change. You better make it out before me, buddy.
A satellite. You got a dish pointed at the sky, and you can watch TV over that. I mean, yes. All these things. Automatic transmissions. Okay, a labyrinth. Somebody else says, shut up, John.
What? No, they said be nice to John.
Scott says, shut up, John.
I missed that one.
You hold more computing power in your hand, smartphones, than what took man to the moon, which is, by the way, why I don't think we've been to the moon. I've changed my mind on this.
What?
Uh-oh. Why haven't we gone back?
Nothing there?
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
It should have been easy. It should be easy by now. This should be a no-brainer. I don't get it. Anyway, so different topic for a different day. Somebody says, I'm mostly amazed by how Andrew ever got a job here.
Oh.
Snap.
Wait.
Ouch.
Wait. Oh, I don't have it handy. Oh. Nice. Okay. That's definitely the clip of the day. That's fantastic. This is my other favorite one for that particular comment. Oh, John!
What? You know what? You are just amazing.
And you want a Marconi.
That's more amazing than anything. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and John will never talk again.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday, join the VITAS Healthcare and Pensacola Humane Society on North Q Street for a 9/11 community remembrance event from 11 till 3. See PensacolaHumane.org for more info. The Upper Room's annual Mission 5K will be held Saturday starting at 8 on Pensacola Beach. Proceeds will benefit the church's missions. Find out more at UpperRoomPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Oh, bravo!
More!
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 wanna be a slave, I wanna be a master. I wanna make your heartbeat run like roller coasters. I wanna be a good boy, I wanna be a gangster. Cause you could be the beauty and I could be the monster.
I love you. Oh, I got Candy singing in the other room. That's good. All right. By the way, hey, Candy, get in here for a second.
Yes.
Is it, it's Maneskin is how you say it, right? Not Maneskin?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
All right.
I always thought it was Maneskin, but yeah, that's when
he
mom.
When he calls it, what do you call it? Aesthetic. Oh, stop it. You got to quit that. Anyway, I was curious. I don't know for sure. I think it's Maneskin, but I don't know.
I have no idea, but God, that song's a jam.
That's a great song. Yeah. 855.
Wait a second. No, I'm going to say no.
It's weird. All your tires
are flat. Is this something
you
don't know all of a sudden?
Oh, this is great.
I'm just going to say no. I'm just going to say no.
Oh, by the way, I got several of you texted in that you appreciate me and you're glad I have a job here. And so, aw, you're so nice.
That wasn't any of us.
No, right. But it is kind of an amazing thing, all of it. All right, 437-1620. What else do we have going on? No, I'm not going to do that. Oh, this is kind of brutal. I'm just going to share it with you because I thought it was. Yeah, you know, I like outside of the box thoughts. I like different things. I can even tell you where outside of the box comes from. John, do you know?
Well, I'm going to say
no. It comes
no.
from a logic puzzle, the 9-dot puzzle, but that's a story for a different day. It's a visual
so
thing.
So you knew.
I do.
But you were asking.
In an op-ed for the New York Times, German Lopez asks the question, should we maybe free older inmates and not incarcerate them? But not for the reason that you might think. He says the reason that we should let older inmates out of jail is because they're too expensive. He says, in reality, it gives years, if not decades, of shelter, food, and health care to convicted criminals. America's prisons are fast becoming the world's worst nursing homes.
Three hots and a tot.
Interesting. I mean, it's because we've talked to the jail. Often one of the biggest costs in jail is medical treatment. And, you know, on the one hand, what you would say is, well, if they've done the crime, they have to do the time. But on the other hand, if it costs so much to take care of people because you get older, you got to have health care issues, and it's on, for example, the county to take care of them or the state to take care of them, is that a good use of taxpayer funds? Would it make more sense to release somebody who's older back into, you know, the world so that they don't? It's just interesting. I had not heard that perspective before. How are you going to deter crime? Well, it sounds like in this case, there's a reverse incentive, and that's part of the problem, too. You know, anyway, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Highway 90, 98. No issues there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
What else do we have? John, thank you so much for the update. What else do we have going? Oh, I do need to mention this. If you are 64 turning 65 and you're going to go on to Medicare, you're going to change health care. You know, you've been doing it one way your whole life, probably through your job. Or if you're retiring, same thing. And you want to just have questions answered. I know you've probably got questions about supplement and prescription drugs and Advantage and even Medicaid. You know, what is Medicaid? Does it apply to me? Ask Ricky Stewart. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her family does insurance. They all do insurance. And she does this one part. So she will help you understand Medicare, help you get signed up for Medicare, manage your benefits, all that kind of stuff. 341-2185. If I were 64, I would be calling her to have this exact conversation or look her up online at what, John?
Nothing.
At insuredbyricky.com. Did you see we sent SEAL Team 6 into North Korea? And this was kind of a debacle. They went in there to, I guess, gather intel primarily is what they were going for. And they basically came up out of the water or came across a group of civilian boaters and apparently killed three of them and had to scrub the mission. Red Squad, this is according to reporting on Task and Purpose, a great military website. This is from 2019. New York Times published the story. They had an extensive, massive planning went into a secret move to plant a listening device inside North Korea, and they basically got thwarted by a random boat full of civilians. And, man, horrible incident, both for the civilians and for the fact that it scrubbed the machine. They were mini subs coming from a Navy submarine. They parked 100 yards from shore underwater. They overshot the landing spot, swam closer. They peeked up above the water. Suddenly, there's a small boat with three people in diving suits already in otherwise the empty landing area. The boat moved toward the submarines, and they couldn't risk getting discovered. And a man in a diving suit jumped into the sea, and senior enlisted SEAL, the raid team, opened fire. And that's what happened. Awful. I will say this also. I read a very interesting article about the missile rocket strike on the Venezuelan drug boat, alleged, because we don't really know what was in the boat. We don't haven't been given the evidence of what was in it or who was driving it or why it was justified under the rules of engagement or international law to fire on the boat. The Coast Guard interdicts. They don't just blank fire at people at a distance. Very interesting perspective written by a retired Navy captain.